Hello there, welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast. Here we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from a kingdom perspective. Daring is not always easy. Not to talk of daring to be who God says you are. You know, there are days you wish to be who you believe God has called you to be. You wish to let go of what others say about you and just to be who you have been created to be. I have come to understand that this is not always easy. This is why in today's episode, we are revealing how to dare and what it takes to be who God says you are, chosen. You may have heard the quote about, "Be who you are because everyone else is already taken." This fully resonates with today's subject of matter. Your uniqueness and you being the express image of God is why you can dare to be who you are. When God created you, He said you are good. While many philosophers have given us the impression that man was created or man was born corrupt, or bad. God says man was created and is born good. Yes, the more we grow older, the more we give into the things that are far away from our nature of being good. We give into things that are corruptible to our mind. We start believing the lies people say about us, things they believe we are not or we cannot achieve. We start adopting an imposter mindset, which is especially common when we belong to a social group of society that is disenfranchised. We believe the lies tied to what society thinks of our social background. Meanwhile, God is saying when He created you, you were good. Good enough to be you. Good enough to be who He has called you to be. We are so many out there in search for our true identity. There is a small, tiny voice deep inside of us that whispers to us. A small, still, tiny voice constantly telling us that we are more than we believe. Or we are more than people think we are. That voice tells us that there is more to life than imitating the things of this world. It tells us that we were not born to replicate what has been before, but to make a difference by being who we were called to be and to create a new reality. What does your still small tiny voice say you are? The voice may have revealed to you your identity, but you are afraid to be who He says you are. Maybe you can't believe what He says you are because you are too far from that person He says you are. Maybe you are in disbelief because you are currently in a dark hole in life and the you in that hole cannot see any light. Believing who this voice tells you are thus seems impossible. Believing who the still tiny voice says you are is difficult because there are things you have done that do not represent this person the still small tiny voice is saying that you are. But today, a louder voice is here to say to you that you are who God says you are. You are not a loser. You are not an addict. You are not a murderer. You are not an immoral person. You are not incapable. You are called to express here on earth, yes, here on earth, the image of God. You are called to be who God says you are. You are called to glorify God with all your being and in every single area of your life you are called. You are chosen as a royal priesthood. Yes, you are the holy nation the Bible talks about. You are God's own and He has got you in the dark hole you find yourself in currently. In that dark hole from which you cry out daily, is there more to life? Is there more to life apart from drinking every day and wasting away? Is there more to life apart from this addiction? Is there more to life apart from living with hate day and night? Is there more to life? Yes, The still tiny voice is shouting out loud, "Yes, there is more to life. Your life is worth living and it is a life from God to humanity. Yes, there is more to your life." Who is that voice? Who is that person that has to show to humanity that God is peace, that has to show to humanity that God is joy, that God is love, forbearance, kindness, goodness, mercy, that God is grace? Who is that person that has been created to be the express image of God? You are. You are that person, and you know that. Not until you come to this realization, the tiny, still, small voice will keep reminding you that you are chosen. And that God wants to live with you and help you to become who He has truly called you to be, a chosen generation. We hope this episode has blessed you richly. It is an introduction to our upcoming series on A Chosen Generation, how people have heard the still tiny voice and are finally obeying and following the voice to become who God says they are. You will be listening to voices from this generation who have experienced God mightily in their lives. And we hope in the end, you will discover God in your life and you will continue to follow that still little tiny voice that wants to lead you to become the express image of God. But until then, we would like to leave you with this verse in 1 Peter 2 verse 9. It says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." God has called you. Follow His calling, and He will not fail you. This episode was brought to you by the Kingdom Living Podcast. If this episode has blessed you, please share with your loved ones, share with a friend, and share with a stranger. In this way, you multiply the blessing. Until next time, bye.